My folks did, and I don't know why.
Well, now, you know, I've seen, of course, well, when I grew up, we had the ones covered that we called the sofa. Uh-huh. And then we didn't have one of these that I thought was so stylish, you know, that had went sort of up high on one end than the other. You know, that was stylish, too, uh-huh. for a while. And some people called them Davenports.
Well, yes, that's what I say.
I believe that's what Mama called them. Right, I believe that's what Mama called them, was a Davenport.
Of course, we I've seen them.
Yeah.
And, as I told you, they made... That one just had a headboard, and it set it up against the wall where the kid would fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to mess up the beds, and just put the babies and little fellows on there and let them and rest during the day.
2 minutes to get all in the bed anyway when they fell in, didn't they? Back out when they had the old ceilings, a lot of times they had some space up above the ceiling. You know, they had such steep roofs.
Uh-huh.
What did y'all call that in your house?
Well, I tell you, I called it the loft up there.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
you,
what I
get, now some of them had steps you'd get in, some of them just had a hole you had to,
well,
somebody to push you up through the hole.
I know, but you know, it's more safer by far.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a place you can go up and won't have to get nobody to help you.
Mm-hmm.
See, they just taken it, made it sort of like a ladder.
Yeah, and they nailed it on the side of the wall. I've
and
seen
they could
it.
Go right on it.
And some people put things up there, but they didn't store as much like they do now.
Well, I'll tell you, most of what they stored up there was stuff that the rats couldn't ruin.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't have as much stuff as they got now. You know, people have more than they need now, and you usually needed everything you had. But in spite of that, I think we still had a whole lot of old... I guess farm implements and stuff like that you were going to always get around to using, but never did. That
uh-huh.
you was just your...
Well, if you'd have thrown it away, you'd have needed it.
Right, that's right. Well, what do you call old worthless things like that? What's the word that you used for that?
Well, I tell you, I always said, well, we'll go back and see what we got in the junk pile.
In the junk pile, that's about right. Did you have any place in the house? Now, we were talking about country houses used to have to be used for so many different things. Did you have any special room in the house that often had junk in it?
Yes.
What'd you call that?
Well, it was just stuff that I didn't want to put out in the front, you know,
uh-huh.
and put it in the back.
In the back,
yeah.
Right. Well, now, in the kitchen, did you have a special closet or a little room to store things?
No, I didn't have room. If I'd had one, I don't know, I reckon it'd been full of old junk, too.
Well, of course, people had a smokehouse that kept
right,
woods and things out.
I carried such as that out to the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm, and the smokehouse. But now, a lot of people on the kitchen had another little room built that they didn't smoke the meat in, but they stored all the canned goods. You know what I'm talking about in. And they had different names
well,
for that.
Well, that's them cells. Cellars.
Cellars. Now, they, now, that was sort of under the house.
Uh-huh.
Pantry.
Well, yes, yeah, some people.
Some people put it in the pantry, some in the smokehouse,
but,
and some because everybody had to can so much stuff they had to have some place to keep it in.
I still can.
You have a garden now?
I got 250 feet back and it's 50 feet wide.
Mm.
And
250 is pretty deep, right?
Well, that's how far I go back, 250 feet and 50 feet. Why?
Mm-hmm. Now, you're retired then. I mean,
he
you still work, but you...
No, he don't work. He just pitted in the garden.
That's what I mean. Still works at
home. You see, he ain't worked none of nine in 4 years.